I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're planning a trip to Disney, and I don't know why you'd be doing that, but don't go in the summer, I'm just telling you. Go in the fall, the winter.
October.
January, February, great time to go to Disney.
We have a cousin in Kissimmee, and growing up we used to go, you know, obviously in the summer because that's when school's on vacation for us, and sometimes it would be so hot that you'd wait until like 4 or 5 o'clock to even just go to the park, because during the day you would just die. There's no way.
I have never been so miserable. We were there once the week of the 4th.
Ooh.
There was nothing but an ocean of people. I remember standing in line to get something to drink. Grant, my youngest, was on my shoulders, and I'm looking out across this ocean of people, and I was so miserable. I told my wife, we are never, ever, 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 ever coming back here in July.
Here's the key, and this was at Universal Studios, and this is my aunt who passed away a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. She made me fake a limp and get in a wheelchair, and she pushed me. It was just her and I. She pushed me around the park. We got to the front of the line because I was like 10 years old.
Is this your mother's sister?
Yes.
I bet she told you not to tell your mother.
She was like, do not tell your mother. And as soon as because my aunt lived in Virginia, and so we flew back to Virginia, and then as soon as my mom and her would meet halfway, and I was like, Mom, guess what Aunt Pat had me do?
You blabbed it right out of the gate.
Yeah, because I was 10. And I'll never forget, this woman had a full leg cast from her hip to her ankle, and she was walking. And at 10, I was like, oh, God, what am I doing? But she did. The guy came over to me. He's like, it's about a 20-foot walk. Do you think you can make it? And I go, I'll try. And I limped.
And you were 10 and you were cute. And you're like, oh.
And now every time something bad happens to me, I'm like, this is just karma for that limp. Yeah.
That's right, exactly. Well, there's a new rule at Disney if you're planning a trip to Disney. It's in effect already.
Yeah, they banned smoking. They just started that last month. So as of it was May 1st, there are no smoking areas inside Walt Disney World, Disneyland, ESPN, Wide World of Sports, or the downtown, like that Disney, downtown area.
It used to be called Downtown Disney, but they've changed the name of it, and I'm not sure what they've changed it to.
Money Grab Downtown, that's it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mickey's Money Grab.
Mickey's Money Grab, yeah.
But I imagine that you are allowed to leave the park and then re-enter. They have places outside of the park. But if you are a smoker and you're there with your family, you're like, I'll be back in 30 minutes. I have to go haul across the parking lot or whatever in order to do that. I wonder if just how, if people are really outraged about that or you know, if you're a smoker, it's a huge inconvenience.
Yeah, I wonder, has anybody gone since they've had that? We'd like to hear about it. If you've been since the ban went into effect, or if you're planning to go, does this bother you that they've... I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised that they hadn't done it already.
Yeah, I am too.
I am too. And I used to smoke years ago and I don't now, and I cannot stand the smell of cigarettes. It's so obnoxious. And you see people just driving in their car, windows up, smoking a cigarette. I'm like, oh, you smell terrible.
Yeah.
And that lingers. And if you work with somebody, we had a woman in my last job, she smoked and she would come in and talk on the mic, and the mic would smell like it. And you're like,
ew.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's such an obnoxious smell.
And people who stop smoking, you know, and then like weeks later, they're like super attuned to the smell around other people. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden they're super attuned to it, or maybe super offended by it, you know.
For some reason, and smokers are like, ugh. But imagine if somebody comes in covered in, you know, cologne or perfume, it's equally obnoxious. It's the same thing. Like, stop assaulting people's noses with what you want with your life choices.
Yeah, well. If you have been to Disney since the ban was enacted, or if you're going, is that going to bug you? 680-WOLF or post it up.
Well, I just thought I'd let you know, we just came back from Disney last week, and we actually stayed at Pop Century, which is one of the resorts.
Okay.
And they did allow smoking out in the there was a little sidewalk area, like between units. There was smoking on site there, but there was no smoking anywhere else as far as inside the parks.
Are you
also Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Are you a smoker?
No, thank goodness.
I just wonder if, like, did you, if you came across, because it did say that there, you're still out to smoke, like, in their areas at the resorts and stuff, if there were any complaints from people or you know, if you saw, did you see anybody get in trouble for it?
No, did not. And by the way, the Disney shopping area is called, instead of Downtown Disney, it's called Disney Springs.
Oh, Disney Springs, because it's near Saratoga Springs, which we're in that Disney Vacation Club. My family is, and our home resort is Saratoga Springs. So maybe that's why they did that. I don't know.
It very well could be.
They just changed the name. You know how grocery stores will just move the aisles around and then charge you a dollar more? That's what they did. They're like, let's call it Disney Springs and up the prices.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Mickey's Money Grab.
What's your name?
That's right. Mike Smith.
Mike, thank you for checking in this morning.
Absolutely. You guys have a wonderful holiday.
You too.
You have a good fourth. See ya.
Make sure and fly the flag.
Now we will. We got them up, buddy. It's a good point. Get your flags out there. Fly those flags, man.
I feel like he works for, like, the CIA.
Why wouldn't he? Why?
Mike Smith.
Sounds like an alias.
Suspicious.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.